Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Again, we've got much to cover. Interestingly enough, friends, yesterday's show on that of Rumble did not post. Is that not... Is that ironic, or did that happen by chance, or did someone, I don't know, stifle the connection because they didn't want that information out? The correlation between witchcraft and pedophilia, that's what we were highlighting yesterday. We were naming 87 politicians that were busted by name for the act of pedophilia, which is a felony. Many of them are spending the rest of their days in jail if they make it very long once they get there, because I know other criminals won't put up with it because they suffered the abuses of these pedophiles when they were younger. And that's in many cases the responsibility of the judges who are soft on crime. Matter of fact, if you look at the whole institution called the correctional institution in America, it's interesting, friends, they're the ones teaching the people in this country three strikes and you're out, making $64 billion off of crime. How's that working out for you, America? Well, anyways, with that aside, we're going to get to some more of that information during the second hour. The first hour, I want to make you aware of what is in fact going on in your country that the mainstream media means to censor. As you all know, we have about, well, let me go over there right now. We have 764. Now, we've lost about 8,000 because they won't, Facebook will not allow us to have friends on there. And interestingly enough, friends, we have attorneys watching everything that's going on with Facebook. We're capturing the information when people say, I can't get online or I can't watch. They're not sharing. They're not alerting me, letting me know. We need all that information. Go back to the backside of Facebook and let us know what's going on. There's censorship going on. A lot of people think that we're the ones censoring. We're not doing that. That's Facebook. They don't want people to communicate. That's what you need to understand. They want to censor free speech, which is a crime in this country, and they also want to censor conversations between people because they want to divide the people so they can conquer the people. Mark 3:25. We're not playing that game. Just so you know, again, there's 764,688 friends on Facebook. What I'm going to ask you to do right now is use their platform against themselves. Go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. When you go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, what you're going to see right on the top of the page, if you're on social media platforms, is SOL Radio Live. Go to the top and subscribe on the right side of that page. Subscribe to that page. You'll get an alert. You'll also get an email. Also wanted to let you know, if you're over on social media platforms, we are on the right side. the afternoon show as well as the morning show. But what I want you to do is I want you to leave Facebook and I want you to go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com and subscribe to SOL Radio on the top of the page there. Okay? Subscribe. Then you don't need to use Facebook anymore, though we're still going to hold Facebook accountable for their censorship as well as YouTube. As they say, friends, give them enough rope and they will hang themselves. We're giving them all the rope they need, and we're waiting for that door to open because we are not going to let this one go. No way. Too many men fought, bled, and died fighting against this tyranny over in foreign lands where we're not going to accept it in our own. Okay? And that's gratitude. That's why we stand up and fight. 1 Timothy 6:12. Also wanted to let you know that when you're on social media platforms, if you go over to Equipping the Saints, that program right there, there's a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 available downloads for you. This is what was aired on national television for over 42 weeks, what we've done in high school assemblies and the such. Also wanted to let you know, when you get a moment, friends, do subscribe to that page. There's 10 to 15 articles combating the lies through the mainstream media on that page. Consider the source, John 8:44, and I'm talking about the useful idiots. Also go over to beforeitsnews.com. We're up on the top left side of the page. Refreshing even now on the top left side of the page, and we want to let you know that we are out there. We're also on other social media platforms as well. Those are the ones that I have in front of me right now. I do converse back and forth on social media platforms, so if you got something to say, go ahead and do it. If you want to call in, I've got you for 2 hours today. By the way, thank you for making us the number one and the number two show out of 65 different show hosts. You can check that out on GCN. We're right up on the front page there. Thank you for making us the number one and number two show out of 65 different show hosts. We're broadcasting live into 154 cities nationwide, as well as 53 countries outside of the United States of America. If you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, said the 7th President, Andrew Jackson of the United States of America. Okay, so you ready for this? So you see the school boards doing what they're doing unlawfully. Isn't it interesting how they're implementing that which is unlawful? It's like what they're doing is they're asking for forgiveness rather than for permission. And the fact of the matter is, they all the well know what they're doing. Now, I'm highlighting the fact that we know over the last couple months, the parents across the country have been outraged by what's going on in public schools concerning the school boards, along with the NEA and the federal government stealing away our tax dollars and reallocating them at will. Folks, yes, you're paying for all of your own demise, Numbers 32:23. But you know that the parents across the country, friends, in the United States of America are in an uproar right now because the schools, public schools, are actually, in fact, teaching child pornography. And Joe Biden, criminal Joe Biden, disgraceful and treasonous Joe, Article 3, Section 3, Luke 22:48, somehow or another has the permission from the American people to go ahead and sick the FBI on the parents that are defending their kids from those that mean to groom them, which is a felony in this country. But you've already accepted Joe Biden. So if you've accepted Joe Biden, you can only expect more treason. You're going to expect more abuses by this individual that has been planted, in fact, as well as you all know. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up is because the school boards, man, I'm telling you what, they're all the more encouraged. Well, what are you talking about, Brad? A California school board president cursed at parents speaking against now the mask mandates, which are unlawful. I'm going to come right back to that in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Media platform saying, who's embracing Joe Biden? What you should have put on there, who's tolerating Joe Biden? The American people need to understand that every day that you give this guy another opportunity to remain in office, he is going to continuously assail, and you are going to suffer his abuses as you add strength to tyranny. Oh, well, we'll vote him out in 2 years. Yep, and that's about how ignorant the American people are. As if to suggest he's got a right to go ahead and violate and transgress constitutional law every step of the way for the next 2 years. I'm embarrassed for the American people, to say the least. I really am. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Isn't it interesting, we just heard during the break, a politician talking about what the Democrats are doing. That's what you've been conditioned to accept, Americans. The party of the good people that sit back and do nothing but magnify the crimes of what they call the left. Shame on you. I mean, this is completely contradicts itself as to what our forefathers established in the greatest generation after World War II. They fought and bled fighting off tyranny in other countries, and their posterity's accepting it in their own backyard, allowing corrupt politicians to trample the blood that was spilt to give them the freedoms in the first place. Shame on the American people, the ignorant American people, for the a better way of saying it. There you have it. Folks, California school board president curses at parents speaking out against illegal and unconstitutional mask mandates. Folks, the burden of proof falls on them, not on you, okay? Now, this is none other than, well, yours truly, another mainstream media outlet, and of course they love to highlight this information because it divides the people, but it tells us a California school board president cursed at a parent who expressed concerns over a mask and vaccine mandates during a meeting Tuesday. There is no law. The burden of proof is on them. Let me reiterate the point. Lauren Rapoli, along with other parents at the Los Alamitos Unified School District, addressed the board with her thoughts on mask and vaccine mandates. Completely unlawful. Completely illegal. Okay. She told the board she is against the California mask mandate for students and will be against a vaccine mandate and asked the board not to support them. Eventually, board president Marlies Davidson told Rapoli her time was up. According to public video of the meeting and called up the next parent, Rapoli concluded and Davidson mumbled under her breath, F you. Did you hear what I said? The school boards are saying to the parents in America, F you. Oh, they've been doing it in action for a long time. Action speaks a lot louder than words, folks. You already knew that this is what they were saying. She got caught on a hot mic. F you was picked up by her mic. Attendees of the meeting who had been applauding Rapoli moments before fell into a stunned silence along with the board. Neither Davidson nor the Unified School District Board of Education responded to the request for comment from NBC News. Who's encouraging these people to act out in such a fashion, friends? Isn't that crazy? But it's happening. But on the other hand, there's good people in the United States of America that understand good men don't allow evil to prevail. So we have a CNS News reporting Ohio School Board Association quits the NSBA, the acronym, and it rejects labeling of parents as domestic terrorists. Folks, how long are you going to suffer these abuses? Let's quit acting like it's what you call the left. Let's quit acting like they're the ones that are the problem. Nope, the Bible says a little leaven at the whole lump, and we're to purge the lump, okay? It's the foxes that spoil the vine. So do we allow the foxes to continuously spoil the vine? And do we continuous the little leaven to continuously contaminate the rest of the lump? Well, that's what's happening. But these good people in Ohio are saying absolutely not. We're not going to be a part of it. We're not going to be a part of it in any sense of the word. Oh, and by the way, speaking of the mask mandate, there was a useful idiot, I believe it was on a train, who had the audacity to go ahead and enforce unconstitutional mask mandates. And of course, it was just a spectator. And I'm sure that she was probably a good professed Christian, not, I'm being facetious. And I'm sure she was just looking out for the rest of them. No, she was playing out as a good, useful idiot, attacking her own people. But I want to tell you what, friends, it didn't fare well with Grandma. If you haven't seen this on social media platforms, you have to check this out. If you're listening in one of the 154 cities or 53 countries, you're going to hear loud and clear that Grandma is going to have none of it.
You need a severe loss. You need a severe lifestyle.
You need
to get the f*** out of my face and leave me alone, because you are all nothing but the lowest form of military that ever existed. You need to get out of this
right.
Yeah. Everybody's wearing a mask. They've all made themselves good sheep, haven't they? Yeah, they've made themselves good sheep so the wolves can continuously devour. Hey, all of you useful idiots on this train, just one question for you. Do you think it's going to stop there, or has it stopped there? Absolutely not. And for Americans that think that this is all over with, I'm here to tell you it hasn't even begun. They have been taking this in stride. This is called the Hegelian dialectic. Two steps forward, one step back. Look at how far they've already gotten the American people. And let me remind you how this all started. Just wear a mask to curb the virus. Just wear it for 2 weeks. Almost 2 years later, what's happening? Now they're telling you you have to have vaccine proof. They call them vaccine passports. Had a guy come up to me the other day, unsolicited. Cool guy. I looked at him. I said, man, it looks like you got some sun. He said, yeah, I just got back from Miami. I said, oh, yeah. I said, how's it going down there? I said, is everybody normal? He said, no. There are people on the beach wearing masks. Oh, how encouraged the tyrants are. how encouraged they are concerning the stupidity of the American people. How encouraged they have become. People wearing masks on the beach in Miami, Florida, 84 and 85 degrees. You can't make up stupid, folks. You can't make it up. These are the sheep that are led to the slaughter, and they're willfully doing it, okay? Because they've drank in the Kool-Aid that the mainstream media has given them every single step of the way. He said when you walk into a hotel in Florida, Miami, he said they make you wear masks. And he said, as a matter of fact, there's even certain parts in Miami that you have to have proof of vaccinations. Anybody paying attention to what's going on here? You know, it's funny because I just had somebody, as a matter of fact, send this over to me this morning. I'm just thinking, this is live radio, and I want you to see this picture because this was reported back in August. Tim Brown, morning show host, did some background research on the date, and it is, in fact, true. The headline on top is not, it was written in there. But notice we were talking about this once again, being led of the Holy Ghost, Romans 8:14, telling you things to come, unbeknownst to us in many cases, but knowing all the well that we're being led of the Holy Ghost. What are you talking about, Brad? The unvaccinated are about to lose their phones, social media, accounts, etc. It will be too late to organize when that happens. Americans, your backs are up against the wall. There's no more room to kick the can down the road. You're seeing federal judges. You're seeing state judges that need to be removed because they're not sitting during good behavior. Article 3, Section 1, that need to be impeached. Article 2, Section 4, and they need to be prosecuted. Sending the message to the rest of them, we will not put up with your crimes any longer. But what are the American people doing? They're still allowing the bad guys, the tyrants, the dictators, the despots, okay, the totalitarianists. They're still giving them time to set the next narrative. And guess what, friends? They're going to. Now, I just got done telling you, we've been warning you about this for a long time. NBC News outlet controlled by the CIA, one of the outlets under the control of six corporations worldwide. Apple, Samsung, and Google announces plans for feature to quickly verify a user's vaccination status. Isn't this incredible? That's what they call them. Again, do your best, friends, to just forget all the people that are in fact dying from these experimental jabs. All that information is completely censored. The hundreds of thousands of doctors on a global basis, completely censored. Okay? What do you see? You see Anthony Fauci. You see the head of the CDC. Oh, and by the way, did you hear yesterday? This is important to add to this conversation. The head of the WHO is rerunning for the same office, World Health Organization. They even told the American people the truth that he's not even a qualified doctor. Do you see who's ruling the roost if you let him? Folks, this is insanity, but if you don't want to listen to the warnings, you can just keep going headlong. We'll be right back.
Folks, it looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. A large group of demonstrators gathered around the state parliament in Victoria, Australia, to demand an end to a recently imposed vaccine mandate and protest a draft pandemic bill that would grant draconian powers to officials. Photos and videos circulating on social media show a vast crowd outside Parliament House in Melbourne, the state capital, on Saturday, where activists were seen holding signs and placards, one reading, "Sack Dan," referring to State Premier Daniel Andrews. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has confirmed that leaders of the world's 20 biggest economies, the G20, have endorsed a historic agreement on new international tax rules, including a global minimum corporate tax. This is USA Radio News. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis launched criticism at President Joe Biden on Friday as he called lawmakers into a special session November 15th to take up legislation to prevent vaccine mandates enacted by businesses.
He wants to have the government force kindergartners to wear masks in school. He doesn't believe the parents should have a say in that. He thinks that should be a decision for the government. Well, I can tell you in Florida, the parents are going to be the ones in charge of that decision.
The Taliban continues to display acts of brutality.
Taliban soldiers reportedly killed 2 civilians and wound 10 others during a wedding. Sources tell independent reporter Bilal Sawari their crime was playing music during the party. A Taliban defense official says the 2 officers have been arrested. Meanwhile, a video posted on Twitter shows a former police chief under the old regime being mistreated by his captain. While his hands are tied behind his back, the man is slapped. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
This is USA Radio News.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-582-9933. We're just going line upon line, precept upon precept, friends, and we're showing you the constitutionality and the illegalities of what's happening in this country, that which stands in contrast to the Constitution and the enumerated laws that those that are tearing down the laws promise to uphold. They promise to uphold them. Are they doing that? Absolutely not. They're doing just the exact opposite. Again, what did you hear during the break, friends? One of the Republicans sold you as the good guys, does nothing but highlight the crimes of Joe Biden, just like Donald Trump did, just like Ted Cruz, just like Rand Paul, just like Jim Jordan. Just like the rest of them, friends, do nothing but highlight the crimes because that's how they capitalize off you financially. No justice. They just want your money. No justice. They just want your money. The Holy Ghost is dropping this on me right now. So I'm going to go over to Luke 11 and see what he's bringing me to really quick. And I believe I know where he's going already. He said, woe to you. That's a curse, by the way. It's GD them. That's what he's doing. He is saying that God is damning them. You pay tithes of mint and rue and of every garden herb, but you pay no attention to judgment and to the love for God. Wow. Isn't that interesting? Thank you, Lord. I want to go over here, too. But woe unto you, Pharisees. This is the King James Version. Pharisees, religious hypocrites of the day, and you Herodians, who we were warned about, Mark 8:15, for you tithe mint and rue and all manner of herbs and pass over judgments. And what is it that guards our liberties, listeners? Justice. And guess what we're missing is justice, as the clowns in the circus entertain the American people out of their God-given right. I'm going to get over to more of that appeasement in just a moment, and then we're going to get over to our main topic during the second hour. Now's the time to call if you want to talk. 1-866-582-9933. We have Ann calling in from California, I believe. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Ann?
Yes. Hi, Bradley. I'm just really astounded that all these illegal aliens are coming across the border, mm-hmm. and they're not vetted. And I can't even imagine that this 450,000 that supposedly they're getting individually is even going to take place. But why are there not protests down at the border? Also at the states that they're dropping all these illegals off, ostensibly, I understand, it's all over the United States. But, you know, the Americans are just so passive. We're letting all this happen.
Yeah, yeah. Well, again, you know, and Anne, I don't know if you've listened to the show before, if this is the first time, but I continuously reiterate the point, because everything that we talk about is the presupposition that God is, no question about it, and then everything is predicated upon His Word. America is under the judgments of God right now, and Americans are still daring His justice, and they think by going along with the tyrants and their narratives is going to save them from the wrath of God, when in fact, they're the first ones to go into judgment. And when you're talking about illegals coming into the United States of America, keep in mind that it's the mayors in the United States of America that are illegally alluring them into America on American taxpayer dollars. Okay? So you shut off the welfare system, they'll quit coming. But the fact of the matter is, again, is your said representatives in your particular cities that are illegally alluring them into America. Now, if you go over to Deuteronomy 28, verse 43, I want you to pay attention to something. In Deuteronomy 28, that is the book that George Washington opened during his inauguration, okay? And he kissed Deuteronomy 28. And the fact of the matter is, during the founding of our country, our forefathers understood that we were under the blessings of God, because we had less than 3% of the population, 13 colonies, and 56 signers, along with those bad boys called the Black Robe Regiment, the preachers of the day that actually practiced what they preached and what the Lord commanded. Now, I'm saying that for the very reason that he kissed Deuteronomy 28. There's 15 blessings and there's 55 curses. I could go down the 55 curses right now, Ann, line upon line, precept upon precept, and after each one of them, anybody that's on the Lord's side that has eyes to see and ears to hear is going to say, oh my gosh, that's happening right now. Oh my gosh, that's happening right now. But you want to talk about a merciful God that is still showing mercy to this nation, because those judgments right now are driving them to the preacher. And the preacher is to faithfully preach the word of God. But the fact of the matter is, what we see is, again, 300,000 pulpits preaching a false gospel. And again, they're coming from hirelings, John 10:12. So when we look at what's taking place in this country today, it's clear to see that America is under the judgments of God. Listen, as George Whitefield rightly said, the Great Awakening preacher, either God's going to be glorified in your salvation or he's going to be glorified in your destruction. Deuteronomy 28:43, the stranger that is within thee shall get up above thee very high, and thou shalt come down very low. And I'll say this, and then I'll give you the last word, Ann. When you look at Deuteronomy 28, verse 63, what does it tell us? Well, it tells us exactly what's happening. And it shall come to pass that as the Lord rejoiced over you to do you good, as he did to our forefathers and us, and to multiply you, so the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you and to bring you to naught, and you shall be plucked from off the land whither thou goest to possess it. There's absolutely no reason, Ann, that America is in the position today, outside of the fact that the responsible party, the 330 million people in this country, sit back and they tolerate the 1.7% of the population using corrupt in the government and the mainstream media to what? To destroy the rest of us. So it's our own fault. And that's the truth of the matter scripturally. But go ahead.
I just want to say two pastors, Mark Correll out of Alabama and Gary Hamrick out of Leesburg, Virginia. Those two pastors do not pull any punches, and they are absolutely on target. They're Mark Gross and Israel 40 times, and he knows the Bible like you, like the back of his hand. And one other thing, Robert Kennedy Jr. is a real advocate against
yes.
these vaccinations for the poor little 5 to 11-year-olds. Has
yes.
a new book out coming with Fauci. What is it, Gates and Global something, the Global Agenda. But those three are truly trying, like you, to you know, wake people up and do something about all these horrible things that are transpiring in our country.
Yeah, I just, and for, to be honest with you and to be quite candid, I don't understand it. I never have understood it. If you took the people in this country and you brought them to Arlington Cemetery in the natural, 1 Corinthians 2:14, as well as bringing them to cross the cross of Christ on Calvary, John 3:16, you could bring them there. But they're still going to be passive because they believe for some reason or another that it's never going to happen here. And Scripture tells us to the people that say that, woe unto those that are sinners of my people, the Lord said. He said, you'll be the first ones to go to the sword. And it's exactly where we're at today. When you look at over 300,000 pulpits that remain silent, that bend the knee to Caesar, okay, or to Nebuchadnezzar, Daniel 3, you know there's something seriously wrong. And there is something seriously wrong in this country. And it starts with the church. And until the church takes responsibility, this is going to go on until there is nothing left. And that's where we're at.
Right.
So I appreciate the phone call. Folks, if you want to call in, thank you, Ann from California, 1-866-582-9933. I wanted to show you this, too, because this just came up. And I'm laughing because we've already done our crying here. Can't do anything more about what's going on, folks, in the sense of what we can do except continuously submit ourselves to the Lord and surrender to be used for His glory and sharing with the American people as to what is to come. And don't you think for one moment the spirit of prophecy is not still in action. And what is the gift of prophecy, by the way? It's the testimony of Jesus Christ, and that's all you're getting here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Did you guys see this appeaser? Ted Cruz? Again, what is he doing? Well, they're doing nothing but putting on the show for the American people, as I've shared with you so many times. But I want you to see this one in particular because Teddy, who is just, he's just a pathetic, he's a pathetic, patronizing human being that capitalizes off the rest of the American people. He's trying to show you how mad he is at Merrick Garland. Okay? He wants to show you how he's fighting for the American people. Hey, Teddy, where's that justice that you promised? Oh, we know he's accumulating more wealth through his campaigns and his shows that he continuously puts on for the American people, but there's no justice. Here's another one, and I want you to see it, because him, like Mitch McConnell and so many others, are just pathetic human beings, and why the American people take these as the best that you've got, I have no idea. But you ready for this? Let's listen to Teddy Cruz, the great patronizer and appeaser of the American people.
He saluted a school board because he thought the policies were oppressive. General Garland is doing a Nazi salute at an elected official. Is that protected by the
There's
First Amendment?
There's the Nazis
yes,
again.
Is. Okay. 15 of the 20, on the face of it, are not violent. They're not threats of violence. They're parents who are unhappy. Yet, miraculously, when you write a memo, the opening
He's
line
mad.
Of the memo.
He's real mad.
In recent months, there has been a disturbing
spike
in harassment, intimidation,
yeah.
and threats of violence. You're the Attorney General of the United States. This was not a tweet you sent. This is a memo to the Federal Bureau of Investigations saying, go investigate parents as domestic terrorists.
That is not what the memo says at all.
Uh-huh.
Is it what the letter says?
That is not what
Is it what the letter says?
I don't care what the letter says.
You don't care. You said it was the basis of your memo. You testified under oath before the House of Representatives. The letter was the basis of your memo. Now you don't care about the letter?
The letter and public reports of violence.
Does he look like he's worried about his folks?
My memo
no.
says nothing about
He knows how the game's
terrorism.
Played.
Says nothing about
The sad part about it is the American
things.
People have not
My memo
learned it
is
yet.
An attempt to get an assessment of whether there is a problem out there.
Okay, so the guy committed the act of perjury.
We've seen this
Is that
story.
Right? Did he commit the act of perjury? Yeah, he did. Did you hear Teddy say anything about that is a crime? Absolutely not. Folks, the show must go on. The show must go on. I'm going to bring you some more information on the other side of this. 1-866-582-9933. Got a hard break. 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, friends. Dr. Mike Spaulding here, pastor of Calvary Chapel of Lima, Ohio, and the host of Soaring Eagle Radio and Dr. Mike Live, and you are listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio with my good friend, Bradley Dean. Stay tuned.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, Ann from California, I wanted to let you know, too, it tells us in 2 Timothy 4:3, because I see it on social media platforms all day long, but it tells us in 2 Timothy 4:3, the King James Version, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine without error. Okay? Also keep in mind, a ministry like mine, when you look at the book of Jeremiah and you look at Jesus, the Bible said he spoke boldly and they say nothing to him. Of Jeremiah, they said the same thing. They say nothing to him. Why? Because it's sound. The American people don't like sound. Sound defined means without air. Okay, Webster's 1828. They don't like sound information because why? I'm going to tell you. Because truth demands a response. And guess what they hate? They hate the truth. And as I'm looking online right now, I get to see all of those that hate Moses and they're looking for Aaron. They want to move Aaron to create a golden calf that looks just like them, not understanding the second commandment is, thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image, a God that doesn't mind you lying and stealing and killing and dishonoring your parents and having other gods and taking the name of the Lord thy God in vain. You get it? See, they've created in their minds that they're still heaven bound. And they're not heaven bound. They've deceived themselves. They're workers of iniquity. And they're going to find themselves exactly where they belong because they have not laid to heart nor have they been valiant for the truth. God judges nations for just that, and therein lies the issue. Okay, and they're going to answer to their judge on that final day for just those things that they've left undone. As Martin Luther, the great reformer, said, hey, listen, you're not going to have to answer for the things that you've done, but also the things that you've left undone. That's exactly right. That is exactly right. Let's get back over to some more information concerning what's going on in your country. And because of the people that I'm highlighting right now, you know, it's interesting that we're seeing the CDC move forward through their administrative law, which is unconstitutional. The new CDC guideline pushes for even more big government power and control. How could they do that if the American people didn't comply? How could they do that if the American people didn't concede? Huh? How are they doing that? They're doing it because they see the people complying, conceding, bowing the knee. And it starts again at the church. Judgment begins in the house of God. And here it is. Oh, what the church is responsible for in this country, especially those that have deceived themselves into believing that they belong to the Christ when nothing could be further from the truth. Oh, you are heaping damnation upon yourselves. The wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. And what is happening? The wrath of God is coming in stages. Through judgment, Leviticus 26. Let me go back to this, though. So we have, being reported by the Steadfast Clash, that the liberal, lawless, okay, so again, we have those that call themselves the right that highlight the crimes of what they call the left, and if they were doing the right, there wouldn't be a left, right? But the liberal big government, lawless, let's call it for what it is, bureaucrats continue to push authoritarian compliance. The COVID pandemic, which is a plandemic, it is a fraud, the deadliest virus in over a century, say they, has provided radical socialists a weapon to exercise control over the American people. Let me say this. How many times have we heard the likes of the Bushes say, out of chaos can we create a new order? Out of chaos can we create a new order? If you want to know who's creating the new order, look at the responsible party as to who is, in fact, responsible for creating the chaos. Those are the ones that are creating the new order. They create the problem, and then they come in and play the problem solver. Okay? One of the tools abused horribly by radical liberals, as it says, again, ignorance in action here, friends, is the Center for Disease Control. This government agency became critically important when COVID escaped China's borders. Okay, folks, the point is, I'm not going to read this guy's ignorance because that's exactly what it is. But it's interesting as well that he goes on and says, now they are doubling down with another untrustworthy draconian recommendation. Look at all these new words they're creating. This week, the CDC proclaimed that they will send CDC quarantine officers to spot check travelers. What does he say right after that? Does it sound familiar yet, friends? The Nazi-like officers are not being asked to simply report various policy violations. The CDC is instructing them to check for compliance. Can somebody please call me in and set me straight on what I'm about ready to ask you? I want someone to set me straight across the country. Where has the CDC, constitutional, first and foremost, delegated authority to implement that which usurps the U.S. Constitution? 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Somebody please tell me. I'm just dying to know. I'm just dying to know where they get the authority. I'm dying to know why the mainstream media keeps putting up the head of the corrupt CDC, who was to fall under investigation in 2015, being reported to Congress by one of the CEOs of the CDC, stating that they were manipulating stats, they were manipulating information to work it as to where it is today. Somebody please call me and set me straight. 1-866-582-9933. Where are they getting all this authority? 1-866-582-9933. 1-800-582-9933. By the way, I see your comments on Facebook. I see your comments on social media platforms. I see your comments on email. I'm just deleting them. You have the opportunity to set me straight right now. And if you don't have the courage to do that, then you know what? You're worthless. You really are. I want to go back to this really quick because I kind of got to this, but I want to finish my point. Someone gave me this morning. If you're on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com on the right side of the page, or the top left side of the page on beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. Someone sent this to me this morning that NBC reported this back in August, okay? Apple, Samsung, and Google announced plans for feature to quickly verify a user's vaccination status. Can anybody show me where the president is deriving or extracting constitutional authority to implement this? I didn't think so. I didn't think so. Are they stopping, friends, or is that tsunami coming through? The tsunami's coming through, and they're doing it in silence. Matter of fact, I wanted to let you know, we got a thing from something called, here in Minneapolis, St. Paul, the Guthrie Theater. I usually take my kids to the Christmas Carol every year. We quit doing that 4 years ago when they started to push the gay agenda. We told them we were done. Okay, but it's interesting, we got another flyer today, and it said on the flyer that if you want to come see the Christmas Carol, you have to bring proof of vaccination. Wow, that's crazy. I wonder, where did Guthrie Theater get the authority to basically mandate that people that want to come watch the play to prove that they're vaccinated? Or to come in with a negative COVID test, which, by the way, is set up for the fall. They're fraudulent tests. Matter of fact, the whole premise, the whole narrative of the whole pandemic is false. Nobody's asking questions. They're just going along with it because they don't want to cause any trouble. Oh, the trouble's coming to you if death doesn't first. Right? It's a fact. Folks, they're doing this in silence right now. Okay, they're hiding behind the governor. The governor in the state right now is being very quiet. Earlier, I highlighted Florida. I want you to know, too, and I spent a little time on this over the weekend, you're being told by Ron DeSantis, the mainstream media is giving him a lot of attention right now, is the guy to stand up for the people. Nope. Look what DeSantis put forth in bills, friends, where the Department of Health in the state can actually quarantine and force vaccination. Don't pay attention to a thing that he's saying, folks. It's all propaganda. And I just highlighted the fact in Miami you have to wear a mask in certain places on the beach and inside of these hotel lobbies. And in some places in Florida, you have to prove your vaccination status. How come we're not hearing this on the mainstream media? I mean, we heard about that in California. We heard that about it in New York. And then we heard the federal judge shoot that down in New York, but they're doing it anyways. We've heard the federal judge in Pennsylvania and North Carolina shoot it down. We've seen it in Michigan twice. The state Supreme Court shoot it down, but yet they're doing it anyways. You're dealing with lawless people, folks. Here, now, this is what I want to show you. The hour's almost up. NBC News talks about how they're bringing about a feature to quickly verify a user's vaccination status. I'm here to tell you, you've been warned long ago as to where we were coming, but Americans, your backs are up against the wall now. What I want you to understand is these companies that are setting the stage for this, I've heard from CEOs that they have a right to go ahead and do whatever they want within their companies. Really? Like violate my God-given fundamental rights? Like, to violate the Nuremberg Code? You mean to, like, violate OSHA laws and HIPAA laws? No, they don't. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, hour two coming up. We'll be right back.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at Wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
you can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.